The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Don't forget, in just about 20 minutes, Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider, will join the show. Looking forward to talking to him. And Dave Richard at 8 o'clock. He'll give you all that fantasy advice that you know that you need. But right now, we're going to hit the skins. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
All right, Cakes. Big game this weekend, obviously, against the Browns.
Yes.
First time in a while where you feel like the Commanders are legitimately favored. And
yes,
like the first time I can remember watching him going, yeah, I mean, we should really win this game.
3-point favorite at home, should be a packed house. I would guess overwhelmingly Commanders fans.
Let's hope.
Like if it's, I think it's going to be, this is me throwing a dart, 85%. Commanders fans.
I would think even more than that, although Fanta came on the show yesterday, John Fanta, who's a Browns guy, and said the Browns fans travel.
Well, we'll find out. I guess Nick Chubb, one of the lead stories over the last 24 hours, is he had a cryptic post on his Instagram. Was that the Batman post that he said? Something to that effect of...
He said, how much
harder... seven-word post.
How much harder do I gotta go, is what he said.
Right. He started practicing yesterday.
Right.
And it's just a picture of him sitting in a chair looking down at the floor with his arms crossed and just like, I guess he's trying to intimate he's ready to go. He's bored. He's ready to go. Doesn't want to
be held out. Is that your interpretation?
My interpretation is they told him he's not going.
Yeah, that's kind of my interpretation too, that he wants to play on Sunday.
Right.
But they're limiting him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he did have a massive, gruesome knee injury. Where he shredded, I believe, two ligaments.
But he clearly thinks he's ready to go. I mean, he knows his body.
He may think that because he's the athlete, and those guys always want to get back when they feel like they're ready. But if the medical staff is like, dude, you're not ready. You just started practicing on Wednesday. You're not ready for game contact on Sunday.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah.
But that's what I am taking from it.
Sure. He thinks he's ready.
He's not going 100% right now in practice, and they're going to hold him out.
Right.
I guess it's Andrew Siciliano. Who's he working for? Whose post I see where it
not
says
sure.
Batman is on the mend. Because he's
not NFL Network anymore?
I think they let him go, didn't they?
Maybe, I think
he was one of their cuts.
Might be right.
But injuries are an issue. Now, on the positive side for the Commanders, Austin Eckler made a limited return to practice yesterday, Cakes.
That's
so that
good news.
Seems to be, I think Dan Quinn even said that things are pointing upwards. So there were some other guys that didn't practice. Nick Allegretti, who I guess banged up his ankle against the Cardinals. He didn't practice. I don't know what that means. Zach Ertz, they just gave him a veteran rest day. And then Cleveland Farrell didn't practice, so he may still be out. Not sure. Brian Robinson rested his knee.
Nice.
So he's got something that's going on there.
I'll tell you
know.
What, FanDuel thinks that Eckler's going to go because they got him in the touchdown props.
Oh, they do? Yeah. Okay.
And even money to score.
Nice. To give you an answer on Siciliano, he was with Red Zone, but he's now actually the play-by-play for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, that's right. I did see that a few months ago.
And
that's
he
right.
does Big Ten football on NBC.
Okay.
I didn't realize that. All right, so Valdez has some audio of Jaden. Then I want to get into a fan poll that I saw, which is kind of funny. But Jaden has asked a few questions here when he talks to the media. The first one we have is how defenses are reacting to him now a month in.
I don't know. I mean, I just react to what the defense does. I mean, I can't really explain what do I see from defenses. You know, some teams might have spies out there. That's what I see, but other than that, you're just reacting and adjusting to what they're doing, too.
Very nice. Did you see the stat on Jaden from the 33rd team on Twitter that came out yesterday?
Which one? EPA?
At the 33rd team FB, passer ratings on throws of 10-plus yards this season. Numero uno, Jaden Daniels at 122.6.
The highest passer rating in the NFL.
On throws of 10-plus yards.
For the entire year?
Yeah.
Through four games?
Yeah.
Guessing he might be highest rated on passes under 10 yards, too.
Number two is Brock Purdy. Josh Allen, Derek Carr, Lamar Jackson rounds out your top five.
Yeah. Mm. Well, didn't we say he was any like third overall in, was it QBR? One of those.
Okay.
One of those ratings, he was third overall. But yeah, so I don't know. I guess I like Jaden's answer there. He's just reacting.
He's fourth overall in QBR. He's just behind Sam Darnold, like 0.2 of a point.
Right, like 95.5 to 95.3.
In QBR, it's 73.5.
Speaking of Sam Darnold, EB, you're going to be excited. You can wake up at, I believe, 9:30 a.m. on Sunday and watch the Vikings take on the Jets from London.
Oh, they're playing in London this week?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Put that
already
on the radar. Put a reminder in your phone.
No. I'll be flying back from Boston.
You're right.
I'll be midair. And no, I'm not paying for the friggin' terrible inflation.
Not going to do that.
You're right. Jets, Vikings, 9:30.
Of course I'm right.
Can't believe they're starting already over
there.
Yes,
starting the international. It's week five. We're in week five already. Bye weeks are here.
We still have one more clip of Jaden, and here he's asked on what he thinks his next step, his next growth is.
Keep improving, finding little ways to keep growing. I wouldn't say it's a finished product, but, you know, it's just a start. And, I mean, I don't really look at everything that people talk about. I mean, I see it, but other than that, man, none of that matters. That was last week's stuff. You're only as good as the last game you played, and everybody's going to look at what can you do the week prior, and the weeks after that.
Good job, Jaden. Forward facing. Don't worry about what's happened before.
Don't get caught
up. Just look forward to the Browns.
And by the way, clearly,
I mean, they could be 4-1.
They could. Yeah.
Clearly, through
so wrong about
the first quarter of the season, the Commanders are really one of the top teams everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
You know, on CNN, on their website, I think it was on their main part, not even in their sports section, the question is, are the Commanders Super Bowl contenders with their star rookie quarterback? You're making national waves, Case.
There's the buzz is building. It's growing.
I think it's crazy to go there, especially with our defense.
Too early for that.
And we know that Jaden's going to struggle at times. You know, we'll see. They've been remarkably healthy so far.
He will face some adversity. He's going to have a game, I would think, where he probably throws multiple picks or throws a pick and fumbles a ball.
Yeah, I mean, this could happen if Myles Garrett is in his kitchen, Cakes.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Also, the Giants game was razor thin.
Yeah.
They could easily be 2-2 right now, and the perception would be different.
For sure.
We watched that game. The Giants, you could make an argument, outplayed them. They just had their kicker unavailable, couldn't get extra points in the game.
Well, again, that's the Giants' stupid fault. They didn't have a contingency plan because they knew their kicker was injured.
Is that the one where
the
our guy made 7, though?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we scored like
Seibert went 7 for 7.
Yeah.
Austin Seibert put some respect on his name.
Okay.
Do you think the zeal would be this high if they lost that game in 2-2?
Well, that's what JP was saying.
Yeah.
Probably not.
No.
Yeah. Probably not.
Although if the last two wins, if you're 2-2, I think people will be just as excited.
Right? Back-to-back road wins, that should excite the fan base. Well,
and just how explosive those two wins were.
Right.
Yeah.
If they were 2-2 and they have those explosive wins, I think people would just forget about the Giants game.
Right.
But the lack of punts does excite people. I know CK put this up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks. Breaking T has another T-shirt out, and it's simple. It's a no punts. You can get it at 1067thefanshop.com.
Very good.
All right, there you go.
Go get your tees.
And, you know, we talked about it yesterday. Cakes and I were at the MGM. Thanks again, Cakes, for having me.
Of course. Not a problem.
The Commanders were kind of the talk of the poker tables that I was sitting at.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people excited and saying that they're watching again. But it's interesting.
Did you see jerseys or t-shirts or anything?
No, people were just bringing it up.
I am seeing more of them. The hats.
Yeah. I was actually at TJ Maxx last week, and they had some ugly Commanders hats.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. They were so ugly. They're one of those, you know, they're really busy. Was like,
yeah, there's too much going on.
Like, almost like four quarters, like different stuff.
Ugh. I don't need that. I need simple.
Yeah, I like simple.
Simple works. Simple's good.
But Fox 5 has a story, and I don't know who did this. I guess Flash Picks. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
According to a new study by Flash Picks, the Washington Commanders fans are among the top five most foul-mouthed in the NFL.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Just by like scouring Twitter and other social media.
Okay. The Commanders fans posted 214 curse words online.
Not surprised.
The Lions were the most foul-mouthed, cursing 288 times online. The site did a full review of each NFL team's official subreddit page. Should I be on that, Cake?
I don't know.
I'm
not a big Reddit guy. Am I missing a lot?
That's a drab. That's a drabby thing.
Buddies, am I missing a lot by not being on Reddit? Mike Marr, you can chime in. I don't think I'm missing a lot.
I'm not a Reddit guy.
Yeah, I'm not a Reddit guy either. Marr?
It's one of my favorite apps of all time.
Oh, it is.
I mean, I've really gotten into it the last like 2 years. It's incredible. You can just spend hours on there, like just diving in wormholes and stuff.
I don't think I need to.
Do you seek things out, or are you just like seeing what the trending topics are?
So you join communities and subreddits, and like, you know, a couple of them I'm on, like the Nova one, UFC one, and then there's one like TIFU, and it's Today I F'd Up, and it's just people telling stories about just like crazy things that they encounter throughout the day.
I'm out on Reddit.
I don't care about random people.
I'm already
people
out on Reddit.
Stuff. It's funny stuff.
I'm now further out on Reddit than I already was. That's all I needed to hear. Thank you, Marr, for you confirming my priors.
Marr, touch grass, as the kids say.
Guys on TikTok for
grass,
hours.
Sir. I know.
Reddit for hours.
So
the guy's a slave to his phone.
So they did the review of each team's subreddit page, which I guess accounts for like over 8.6 million fans. Then they calculated the number of swear words posted, and I guess they did like an average or something. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Do you care to guess what the Commanders fans' favorite curse word was?
Ooh, this is a good one. Favorite curse word.
They have their favorite curse word. This one was used 53 times.
I've got a guess. Mother effer.
You're half right.
Okay.
The F word.
Okay, yeah. Well, that goes on the Mount Swearmore.
The second most popular Commander's curse word.
Biatch.
Yeah.
No, S head.
The S word.
S head. Oh, just the S word?
Yeah. Okay.
I have a question. So yesterday I'm driving carpool, and this is a 7-year-old and an 8-year-old, and they'll request songs, and sometimes bad words come
God
up in
forbid.
The songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then
if they're
you got to tell them.
Yeah.
You got to tell them you can't say that.
Yeah.
But they said, to them, they use the D word. Is the D word a curse word? Damn it.
No.
I didn't think so. I told them you can say darn.
That's an adjective. Like, that's an emphasis word. I don't see that as a curse word.
I don't see that as a curse word.
Yeah, it's very mild. It's a PG-13.
But believe me, they know all the words already.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Shocker.
Yeah. And by the way, you should have the calm when it comes to music in the car. You shouldn't let 7 and 8-year-olds dictate what's being listened to.
Yeah. I don't.
You should listen to what you want to listen to.
Yeah, but you got little
kids to entertain them.
You want them to shut up.
Okay, but I'd rather listen to what I want to listen to.
Darn it.
Darn it. That just doesn't hit the same. Doesn't hit the same, does it? This is a banger.
The second most foul-mouthed team. So the Lions were the biggest cursers.
Okay. Well, they live in Detroit. Yeah. I can understand their angst.
The second Cakes. Vegas Raiders.
Oh, really?
Second most foul-mouthed fan base in the NFL.
Of course. They're so pissed at the dealers in blackjack. They're always telling them F you.
Sure.
The F word was used 63 times, most alongside Ravens fans.
Very good.
Ravens fans also big fans of the F word.
Who isn't? Who doesn't love that word?
I'm with you.
All right, when we come back, we'll continue to talk NFL. We'll be joined by Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, and Dave Richard breaks down week 5
I got questions.
In fantasy football coming up at 8 right here on The Fan.